And I'm very, very pleased to say that I have been joined on the old telephone by Julie Wilkinson, and we're going to have a little natter about her new book. So good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, Kerry.
And how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm great. Very excited to speak to you today and your listeners.
Well, isn't that nice? That's what we'd like to hear on our little show here. Come on in on Radio Cardiff. So, Julie, first up, tell our lovely listeners whereabouts in the world we are speaking to you from.
Well, I'm from South London. You're talking to me in South London, in Streatham in South London. Streatham. We call it sunny Streatham.
Yep. Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm based here.
And let's be honest, you have travelled widely from what I can see, the blurb that our chums at Candy Jar sent me. You have been here, there and everywhere. So before we start talking about the book, tell people a little bit of your backstory, if you would, Julie. So fire away, and when you've told us enough, I'll jump in again.
Lovely, thank you. So as you know, I'm Julie Wilkinson, and I'm an anti-bullying and anger management specialist where I go into schools and deliver training workshops. Mm-hmm. My background's domestic violence, young offending and teenage pregnancy. I lived in New York for 4.5 years and trained as a domestic violence crisis counsellor in the South Bronx and Brooklyn Criminal Court. I then came back to the UK and trained as a mediator, where I still do mediation with young people in dispute.
Right.
That was neighbourhood conflict. And then I moved on from there to run Lambeth for domestic violence, setting up women's refuges, changing homeless person unit policies and training 8,000 staff in domestic violence. Very passionate about that, Kerry.
Yes.
And then moved on from there to run Lambeth Youth Council, where I delivered peer education, peer inspection and sexual health.
Mm-hmm.
I then moved on from there to National Children's Bureau and then Kidscape, the child protection charity, where I ran England for anti-bullying for 14 to 16s for the Department of Education.
Wow. I mean, that is some old CV, isn't it? Some CV.
Yeah.
And
I was very passionate about domestic violence. And at the time I went to my director and said, I'm really concerned about young people perpetrating anger in schools. I'd like to set up a program. And she said, well, we mostly deal with the victims of DV, not perpetrators. And that's when I decided to set up my own company, Brave the Rage, being brave to stop your rage, and going into schools and delivering workshops for children that perhaps are struggling with issues to do with anger, anxiety, and of course, finding solutions to bullying.
And certainly the landscape has got no better, has it, after COVID-19. Clearly that has brought so much stress and so many issues to people of all ages, but especially the youngsters and children. And it's maybe an area of the community, with due respects to some of us older types, that really hasn't dawned on us.
Yes, and it's really interesting you say that, because I've seen a huge rise of anxiety in the classrooms at school with the children. We've noticed the pandemic has, really affected not our kind of adult community, but also our children and young people. And I see it across the world, Kerry, because at the beginning of the pandemic, I decided to go to Barbados. I'm also a swimming teacher.
Right.
So I decided to go there and do some voluntary work, and managed to get a contract with Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw in Barbados, and delivered a whole program in schools there.
Okay.
And I saw it in Barbados. I worked for the Permanent Secretary in Anguilla, the Permanent Secretary in Antigua. So you noticed across the board after the pandemic and during the pandemic, not just children in the UK, but across the world, were really suffering.
And I mean, with children, clearly, they haven't necessarily got all the tools that they need to deal with so many of the things that are getting thrown at them in this world that we now live in.
Absolutely, particularly the social media world.
Yeah.
And you know how mean it can be. And so that's why I'm very passionate with Brave the Rage, that I have a package of tools and techniques to help children to deal with their anger, to deal with those tricky situations. And so that's why I decided to write a book during the pandemic entitled Crumple Kirsty, because I saw that there was a real lack of information or support for little ones out there, particularly primary school. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to nursery, it's all lovely, it's all happy. And then you go to primary school and you kind of hit year one, year two, and you're like, oh, hold on a minute. This little one's being mean to me, or yes, this one won't share. What's going on? And so that's why I saw a real gap, Kerry, and thought, right, I want to design a series of characters that mimic scenarios or situations that children struggle with in school, so that they can get equipped, so that when they go to primary, you know, it's happy days. If they are in a tricky situation, they know what to do about it.
Yeah, surely. I mean, it's, as we said, it's such a fundamental age as well, isn't it? Just going, as you say, from, you know, almost being handed over by parents, yeah, you know, to the teachers. Obviously, yes, nursery school for most little ones, you would hope, is almost just like an extension of all the fun and games they've had at homes, but in their home. But then primary school straight away then starts to be looking a little bit like the big outside world, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And as you say, with social media world as well, mm, you know, so many of my little ones, reception year one, year two, have got mobile phones now. Most children have iPads. You know, there's a lot of gaming going on.
Yes, yes.
You know, a lot of children. Statistics came out, Kerry, which was very concerning, that 50% of all children under the age of 12 in the UK are actually on TikTok. Yeah. We know that TikTok, you have to be 13, Snapchat, Instagram. And so we're noticing that so many little ones are accessing this social media world. And as you know, sometimes it's quite mean and nasty.
Well, absolutely. And as we've said, just a completely different world from that which so many people obviously were brought up in, who are now grandparents and many of the parents. But I mean, life really has changed. And therefore, I guess it's really important that people such as your good self are really taking a look at this whole problem, absolutely from the ground level upwards with the little ones.
Yes, because I think it's so important to start early. Mm. I think, and that's why I wanted to write the program and children's books for little ones. You notice over 11, over 12 years old, there's lots of books about feelings and emotions and, you know, separation and divorce. But there was nothing about helping children with bullying or anger and anxiety. And so that's why I thought, you know what, because I remember back in my day, it was tough, even with no social media.
Well, surely.
Maybe, perhaps I'm showing my age, Kerry, but,
yeah.
You know, it sometimes it is tough. And so that's why I thought, right, let's get in there early. Let's write some fun books. They're all, you know, poetry fashion.
Yeah.
I've got different characters as well. Angry Andy, Jealous Jordan, Bossy Bailey, Anxious Angel. So I've got different books that I would love to come out in the near future, just to help with those different scenarios, those different situations.
Yes. Tell us then, Crumpled Kirsty, then. Let's yes, know a little bit of the backstory about Kirsty.
So Kirsty is a little girl at school that is being bullied because of her bright red hair. And as I say, it's all in poetry fashion. And Crumpled Kirsty is taught about popping herself in her chocolate bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's safe in her chocolate bubble. No one can get her in her chocolate bubble. And it blocks out those worries and fears.
Yep.
And so, as I say, it's a lovely little book that is very simple, that the children can repeat the rhymes, because I do a lot of story times and circle times in schools with activity sheets and, you know, things like words hurt and feelings damaged. Now is the time to encourage. When you start to feel upset, take a deep breath as the very first step. And then a second step, if you're in trouble, is imagine yourself in a chocolate bubble. Then count to three and dream of the sea. Helps you stay cool and calm as can be. Blocks out all those nasty words. Yippee! And so it's a tool,
yes,
to help children be able to visualize themselves in this wonderful, warm chocolate bubble.
Right.
And as I say, it acts as an alternative to distress or violence, because when someone is mean about you at school, someone says something nasty about the color of your skin or your religion or your mom or your dad, it hurts.
Yeah,
and the instant reaction is for you to kind of lash out or cry.
And as we
know, that's what the bully wants. And so I like to teach children that we never feed the power and control to the bully. We always remember that we're the best, and we pop ourselves in our chocolate bubble because we're safe in our chocolate bubble and no one can get us in our chocolate bubble.
Wow.
And that's the crux of the poem.
Okay. So, it's been beautifully illustrated as well by Martin Baines, and I've seen some of the pieces from the book. And I mean, clearly the illustrations play just as big a part, really, don't they, as the story and the message.
Absolutely. I mean, he is such an amazing illustrator. I am so honoured for him to illustrate my book. I mean, when Candy Jar Books mentioned that he was interested, Martin Baines, in doing it, I mean, I was absolutely over the moon. Because you're right, visuals are the key.
Hmm.
Without the visuals, it doesn't matter how good the storyline is. You've got to capture the children.
Yes, yes.
As you know, with all the gaming and the 3D, 4D, you know, and I think it's really important for children to use books, to go back to books. Maybe I'm a bit of an old-fashioned girl, but I've noticed with my psychology hat on that children that read at night, obviously it helps with their reading and writing, but
yes,
also helps them to visualize and dream better at night and try to get off those games, because as we know, that blue screen, it's not good, it's too high for the brain activity. So we really want for children to come away from their devices perhaps an hour and a half, 2 hours before bedtime, and then just to be able to sit down with Crump or Kirsty and have a little read, or pop it on the bookshelf, and when you've had a bit of a issue at school, you can take it out and you can go, oh, that's what she does, that's how I can cope with the next situation or tomorrow. Because I'm sure you're aware, Kerry, many children, when they are bullied at school, it's very nerve-wracking for them. They get very anxious the next day.
Well, understandably so, because all of a sudden what they assumed was a place of safety now becomes somewhere that's a bit sinister. And like we said, they just don't really have the tools at their disposal in most cases to be able to handle it. And, all right, there are teachers there. They've got their mums or their dads or you know, their guardians at home, whatever it may be. But as we said, they're genuinely stepping into the unknown, aren't they? And this is where a few little helping hands along the way can mean so much.
Yes, and it's amazing. The feedback's been fantastic. As I say, I've been doing lots of story times in London.
Right.
I work for the Boarding School Association. I work for a lot of private schools, ISA, Duke's Education, but also the state schools as well. And it's been, I've been doing book signings, and it's quite overwhelming, Kerry, to be honest.
Yeah,
you know, you've got parents lining around the school gates going, we want Crump or Kirsty, and actually I'm not called Julie Wilkinson. They say, oh, you Crump or Kirsty, we want a Crump or Kirsty.
Right.
Or where's Brave the Rage? And so that is wonderful. I try to sign as many books as possible,
yes,
because
yes,
that gives more of a personalized feel as well.
So as you were saying a little bit earlier, this hopefully is the start perhaps of a series of books that will look at different aspects of young children's lives and issues that they face.
Yes, so I've got a whole series. So as I say, Crumpled Kirsty is out now, but we've got Jealous Jordan, Bossy Bailey, Angry Andy, and Anxious Angel. I've been getting the children to vote of which one they would like in the class.
And yeah.
Anxious Angel and Jealous Jordan seems to be the most popular. And with each of the books, Kerry, they have a different technique. So for example, Anxious Angel, she has I Am the Best technique.
Mm-hmm.
Jealous Jordan has the parrot technique. So they're each character has a different technique that can be used really easily in that tricky situation if, for example, there's a bit of jealousy going on, or there's a bit of anxiety going on. And I think if you've got that one tool to equip you, you can go, right, I can use that tool in this situation, or I'm going to pop myself in my chocolate bubble, I'm not going to listen to those nasty words, or I'm on the first day of a school race, or the first day of school, even, as you know, even going into a new year, it can be scary.
Absolutely.
It can be intimidating, and so being able to use these tools to believe in themselves and know that they are the best. Because self-esteem and confidence, as you know, is so important.
So A general question to your good self then. I mean, with the work that you have done with anger issues, with adults and so on, and all the very, very complex issues that those must have brought to you in trying to find a resolution for different things over the years, how difficult has it been for you then, though, to go, if you like, to the other end of the spectrum, to have gone from a very adult world of anger issues, problems in all sorts of fields, to then looking at little ones who literally are whatever it may be, you know, 3, 4, 5 years of age?
Yes. So, I mean, I've always loved children. I was a nanny in New York for many years. Mm-hmm. I still do nannying and babysitting now and the odd evenings. I think when I was doing my domestic violence, running Lambeth for Domestic Violence and doing my crisis counseling training in New York, I realized that the cycle of abuse needs to be stopped. To me, domestic violence is the bane of society. And I thought, how can I help to find a solution to this? And I know it sounds rather grandioso, but I've always wanted to kind of have this passion of saving the world. And I thought, you know what, we need to go to the children. We need to teach children happy, healthy relationships so that they don't go on and perpetrate domestic violence in their adult life.
Surely.
And so that's where I thought, right, let's get to the little ones. Let's develop programs for little ones. I had Brave the Rage for over 11 years now. I could see that the programs were working. The children loved the different techniques. And that's when I thought, right, let's write some books now.
I see. So how did the tie-up come then with Candy Jar here in Cardiff?
Well, very interesting. So when the pandemic hit and there I was in my one bedroom flat in Streatham going, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because as you probably can hear, I'm a bit of a do it girl. And so I wrote the book and then I went to Barbados. And every day for, I'd say, about a year and a half, I wrote to every single children's publisher in the UK and America. And Candy Jars was the one that came back to me and said, Sean said to me, I love the book. We're going to give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my instinct is it's going to work. I like it. But because you're so passionate about this book, we're going to give it a go. And Candy Jar were absolutely fabulous from the beginning. Sean mentored me and all the way through, particularly with the illustration, I was saying, oh, I'm not sure about that. And he's going, no, Judy, this works. I know it will work. And it was brilliant. And Candy Jar books have been fantastic. And as they say, it's coming out in W.H. Smith, Waterstones, Daunt. Yep. And I got into Hatchard, which is the Royal Bookshop on Regent Street.
Oh, wow.
On the 29th.
Lovely.
Yes, just praying, Kerry, that it all goes according to plan and people pick it up and just say, yes, this will be good for my little one, particularly for when school starts in September.
Well, I've got no doubt that all of our lovely listeners this morning will wish you very well with how things progress, Julie. Now, is there a website or Facebook pages or whatever that people can visit?
Absolutely. Yep, you can go on. I've got my Instagram, Crumple Kirsty Instagram. You can go onto my website, www.bravetherage.co.uk. You're welcome to email me, julie@bravetherage.co.uk. Or, of course, you can always go on to Candy Jar Books.
Absolutely.
There, or you can go on to W.H. Smith and you can order it online on Waterstones, all the main bookshops. You just pop in Crumple Kirsty with a K, K-R-U-M-P-L-E-D, Kirsty, and Bob's your uncle.
And Bob's your uncle. There we are. Well, Julie, it's been lovely talking to you this morning. I mean, as ever, time runs away with us and we need to start to say thank you so much for coming on air. But I'm sure there'll be the chance perhaps for us to have a further chat in the future about other aspects of your work and your career, because clearly there's so much there that would be really interesting to chat about. I mean, not least all your globe trotting in New York and the Caribbean and so on. And obviously all the great work that you've done there in Lambeth and so on. But what would be your final thoughts for people about the kids and helping them?
Well, I just think very much it's about installing that confidence and self-esteem.
Yeah.
Reminding our children that they are the best, that, you know, we keep our up our resilience. Champions never give up. And Crumple Kirsty with the chocolate bubble is here to help.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me, Julie. As I say, we'll let people know all the details again before the end of the programme. But I look forward to chatting you again sometime in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kerry, and thank you so much for your support.
That's a pleasure.
I greatly appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.